Hey, welcome to another episode of the Every Nothing Podcast. Hey, Robert, what's our sponsors?
Today, we are brought to you by Healing Dragon CBD. If you're not familiar with CBD, go to healingdragoncbd.com. We have a special promo code you can use. Get whatever you want, throw it in your cart. When you get to checkout, use the promo code EveryNothing. There's no spaces in that. EveryNothing at checkout for 20% off and free shipping. Healing Dragon is an awesome company, a company that I use personally. Great CBD products, full spectrum, gummies, roll-ons, topicals, droppers, oils, all kinds of stuff. Great company. Check out healingdragoncbd.com. We're also brought to you by haven4fitness.com, a great website for all things exercise and wellness. They got demo exercises, blog posts, recipes, all kinds of stuff, an awesome merch store that they just launched a couple weeks ago, so you can support them that way. haven4fitness.com.
On a very special episode of Every Nothing Podcast, Robert and I brew beer. Enjoy.
It's called the Every Nothing Podcast. Two young strapping lads offer their insight into everything. It would be crazy not to listen. Obvious geniuses.
Oh, anybody listening, don't go to college. It's a fucking scam.
You'd probably stop and be like, no, you're all wrong, man. All wrong.
Sorry, Grandma.
This is the Every Nothing Podcast. If you are looking to learn many things while also learning absolutely nothing, well, here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's just so damn funny.
Well, hello there. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, Joe called in sick. What can we say?
What an ass.
What an asshole. So,
very last second.
Yeah, very last second. What happened was then...
Inconsiderate prick.
And then this guy here calls me up and goes, hey, we should brew beer tonight. And I said... Okay.
So that's what we're doing. We're outside, if you can't tell. So I don't know how it sounds for you guys. Hopefully it sounds all right.
Yeah. And this is new to us. So it's not sponsored, but I get this mic, this Mevo Start. And it's supposed to be very good for live streaming and for audio and all that. So we're going to test it out. You let us know how it sounds. We're not sponsored by it. I don't care if you hate it or don't like it. But if you don't like it, let me know. All right. What do we got? We got beer.
So this isn't the first time we've brewed beer. This is actually the third batch of beer we're brewing. First batch we did was a brown ale, right?
Yep.
And it was really good.
Now, we got that kit from a company called Northern... Hold on, let me pull up the website here.
Northern Brewer.
So we got this kit, and we got all kinds of stuff. And I could actually show you. We got a little pot over here. This pot came with the kit. We've got what is this thing called? The smelting pot. The smelting pot.
So there's pretty much it's a couple different steps. So you got the big stainless steel tub where you actually do all your boiling, and then it actually has the boiler underneath it. And then we've got. You got to keep it sanitized, so we got to keep a lid on. What is this called? The fermentating tank or something?
Tank, yeah, fermentate. We're going to fermentate your... Never mind.
So once you get the wort done, you put it in that thing, and that's what it sits in for 2 weeks while it ferments. Then, okay, so the first couple times we did it in a keg.
Hey, Peter.
So actually, you just take it from that fermenting tank into the keg, and then let it sit in the keg, and then you're ready to go after that.
Yeah.
We're actually doing something different today. We're going to do... Bottles.
Well, we're not going to get to the bottles today.
Yeah,
but
you got to let it ferment for 2 weeks, so we'll do the bottles at a later date. But yeah, so then that, and then it comes with a bunch of cleaning stuff, and we can show you that more of that stuff when we get to
it. Yeah, but we got this kit from the Northern Brewer, and it came with all this different... In the first pack we had was a
brown lager.
And we tried that, and it was really good. Actually, you drank majority of it at your gym during a Halloween party or something.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, what you think of a gym, you think beer, right?
Right.
So then we got a second batch, and we got that from a company here in local. What's the name of that place?
Patriot Beer Supply? Patriot Home Brew Supply in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Yeah, so if you're in Elkhorn, check out Patriot Home Brew Supply. They have everything. They're like the one-stop shop. I haven't been there. You've been there a couple times.
So they have everything you need. So we've been doing kits the last couple times.
Because we're not experts whatsoever.
Yeah. We'll figure it out eventually. But first kit was from Northern Brewery. Second one we did was a Kolsch. And we screwed that one up somewhere because it turned out awful. It was the worst beer ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad.
But that was a Patriot Homebrew Supply kit. But again, that's something we screwed up. I don't think it was those guys. But we're moving back to him again for a American Cream Ale.
American Cream Ale. So we have no idea what it's going to taste like. But that's the fun part of this.
Where does it say American Cream? Oh, right there.
And how about if I...
There you go. American Cream Ale.
Uh-oh. Where is it? Oh, you just moved it. All right. Never mind. I'm getting used to this Mevo camera. I have no idea what I'm doing. So we're going to start doing this. You guys can comment along. Oh, we got some...
Something close to Bush. So my little brother commented, and he lives out in the boonies where all they drink is Bush Light.
Yeah, you know,
it's Bush an American. Light. Okay, so this is American cream ale. So it's somewhat. I think it's supposed to be a lighter beer, like a not necessarily like a Bush Light, but like something like that.
Well, we can read this. This is what the description says: an ale version of the American lager style, whatever that means. We were thinking like Budweiser or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a clean, light, simple to brew, because that's us. We're dumb, and we have no idea what we're doing. Faint malt notes with a hint of corn-like presence, because we're in Nebraska.
Corn.
We got to have corn.
I love corn.
It's an easy drinker.
Yeah.
Opposed to the easy lover that we usually...
I don't know. I'm all
right.
Excited
so what we're doing right now, we have another camera over there. It is watching our pot boil. We need to get the water boiling, and I don't... We had it on for a while, so hopefully we don't have to you don't have to watch the water boil like we do, because that's the fun part, I guess. So you know, we're just gonna basically sit here and talk, because what else do you do when you brew beer besides drink beer?
Yeah,
I'm drinking a Belgian white beer, fruit beer. It's actually called Fruly. The first place I found this was in the waiting room in Omaha.
So that stuff's super good. I really like strawberry beers, and I've had some really shitty strawberry beers. There's like two really good ones I've had. It's the Smith. You know, it comes in a bigger...
Yeah, Samuel Smith.
Samuel Smith, yeah. That one and then the Frulies. Those are the two best strawberry beers I've had. And I've had a lot of trash strawberry beers, too. What was that one that you had?
Well, the Samuel Smith also has an organic chocolate stout that tastes exactly like chocolate milk. But it's a very dark beer, so I usually get it during the winter. Now, I used to have it in the Hy-Vee here, but they got rid of it. So, is that what you're talking about?
No, you had some cans of some sort of strawberry beer. That was really gross.
That was gross. That was something that we just picked up because it said strawberry on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so how we started this. So,
we had to do cleaning.
Yeah, sanitizing and cleaning is apparently super important when brewing beer, because if you get any kind of bacteria in it, it can ruin the entire batch. So, again, more stuff we picked up from Patriot Homebrew Supply. There's 5-star PBW. This is the cleaner stuff. So, this is like your dish soap or whatever. You have to clean all the stuff, wash it out. And then, next step, you have to sanitize everything. And this is stuff you actually like sanitize it with water, and you just dump it out. You don't have to rinse it out after. So,
organic.
Yeah, if you notice, on top of our little deal, I just got a little towel sitting, because I've sanitized that. You can't let any bacteria in it after you've sanitized it, because that's the thing I've been reading the most. If you get anything in it, if it's not sanitized 100%, it can screw up the entire batch. So
of course we're doing it outside, because that makes sense.
We got another bucket to the left of Paul there. I don't know, you can really see it. Yeah. It's just a big bucket with sanitizer in it, and then all of our utensils are just sitting in it, so when we're ready to use them, we just pull them out and use them. They should be clean.
Yeah.
So we got everything clean. We got sanitizer in our bottles, but I don't know why. I spent a lot of time cleaning these, and then I realized we're not even doing this for another 2 weeks.
It's all right.
But anyway,
part of the process. So
another thing I got from Patriot Home Brew Supply, a lot of these kits come with, or like we got one, it has all the bottle caps and then the star bottle cap deal. I haven't used this thing yet, but this is how you put the cap on.
Yeah, this was part of the Northern Brewer kit that we got, and actually those caps were part of the Northern Brewer.
All these,
the other caps we got.
All ones? These kits come with caps too, so we have like a boatload of caps that we haven't used.
Well, we tried doing the keg thing, and we had the CO2 tank. And the first time was fine. The second time, I don't know, our regulator kind of didn't regulate.
Our regulator busted, so it wasn't feeding CO2 properly, and I think that's actually what screwed up the beer. It wasn't how we brewed it, I don't think.
Plus, my wife really loved the fact we had a keg in our fridge, so she reminds me of that all the time, that how much she was really happy.
If you have the space for the keg, I think that's the way to do it, if you have a space for the keg, because it's so much easier. You just put it in the keg, put it under CO2 for another, 42 hours, and then it's ready to drink.
Just 42.
When you do these, you brew it for 2 weeks, and then you put it in a bottle and let it sit for another 2 weeks, and then you can drink them. But then they're portable. You can give some to people, so I think this would be a little better. Oh, yeah. So anyways, we decided to go with these ones instead of the bottle cap ones, because these are just those pop-top ones, however you do these.
Yeah, we can use them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Drinkers we are.
So, if
you guys have any beers that you like, or you want to talk about beering, or you want to talk about anything, this is the Ever Nothing Podcast. We are here to talk to you.
We're not talking about Busch Light. That's trash beer. That shit out of here, Cole.
Yeah, we could talk about Busch Light, about how wonderful it is, and how it is the Nebraska staple.
Yeah, it is. It is everywhere. So, growing up, I drank Keystone a lot before.
Keystone.
Yeah, I don't know. That was like my hometown beer.
Yeah, we were so in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, it was Natty Light or Natural Light.
I really like their strawberry one. Or Natterdays. Natterdays.
Oh, they have a new one. Yeah, the lemonade stuff.
Yeah, they have a new one. I haven't tried it yet, though.
Okay, so when we were building the studio, Robert came over and helped me with all the insulation. And we were just dying because it was like middle of summer. We're putting this insulation in. We're covered head to toe with long sleeves and stuff. And we're sweating to death. And he brought over that Natty Light.
Natterdays. Those are the Natterdays strawberry lemonade.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Of course, we were dead. It was amazing. It was like nothing better. We're just like sucking it down.
It's like the perfect summer beer. So we have the Elkhorn River that runs by here, so we tube down it occasionally. It's like the perfect beer just to load up in a case, and you can run through those things pretty quick. But yeah, I don't know. Those are good. Anyways.
So this whole process is about, what, an hour, an hour and a half?
Yeah, so here's their directions. Bring your water to a boil. Once it's at a boil, you add 1 ounce of your first pack of hops. These are your Willamette hops. Let it boil for another 40 minutes, and at 40 minutes, you add another packet of different kind of hops. You add your DME, which is your dried malts, and your corn sugar, which carbonates the whole bad boy, and then boil for another 20 minutes. And then after, so that's a whole hour of boiling. You pull it out, put it in the big clear fermentator jug thingamajig, seal it off, put it in a dark room, let it sit for 2 weeks. But actually the whole process, well, cleaning, I mean, it takes like 10 minutes to clean and prep.
Bleeding.
60 minutes to actually brew, and then another 10 minutes to clean up. So what, like 80 minutes altogether?
Yeah. So yeah. You're gonna be hanging out with us, at least for the brewing part of this. I'm not gonna make you watch us clean. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we're just gonna brew, because we're, as you notice, we're outside, we're in Nebraska. It's still the beginning of March. I'm starting to get cold.
Peter Jacobus says that Michelob Ultra is the best. Well, that's because he does CrossFit. So,
yeah, just, you have to share that Michelob Ultra CrossFit.
Oh, yeah, the Ritual Ultra. So, Peter, since you're on, how does this mic sound? I'm really curious, since it is a brand new mic and new camera setup. We've never used this setup before, so whatever. But
Cole, what did Cole say? Drinking a Leinenkugel creamy dark cream. Ooh, I bet you're drinking that cream.
What is that word?
Leinenkugel. You've heard of Leinenkugels, haven't you?
I have not.
They have. So Leinenkugel has another really good beer called Summer Shandy. That's a good good summer brew. We're coming up on summer here. Gonna start warming up here soon. During the day, it's like 65 degrees, so it's hot. I was wearing shorts earlier today.
I like how
you asked him a question. He didn't answer it.
I know. He likes my pink hat, except that it's red. And it's not red because of any kind of Magna thing. This is actually a Boston Scally cap company. And it's the Ted Williams number 9 signature edition cap. So it's my Boston cap. And since we're brewing, we have to have a Bostonian here. So I can talk some, I can put some accents in me and whatever.
We're getting close to a boil.
And then Robert leaves.
I'm right here. I don't know why you hear me. Getting close to a boil.
Oh, they should be able to hear. Peter's like, oh yeah, MAGA.
Oh, yeah,
we MAGA. Just got censored and now we're gone. We got canceled. So, you guys sick and tired of talking about cancel culture?
Did you see the CPAC deal? The stage? Yeah. So I was listening to Poole was talking about it, and apparently it was some Democratic company. So the lady who runs the company is this uber Democrat, and she's the one who designed it. So, like, I don't know. Tim Pool had this whole bit about how
it's conspiracy that they
Well, no, it's not that. It's because, like, they're never hiring her company again, and she's a Democratic company, so it's this whole, like, let's cancel these guys, and then they realize that they're a Democratic-run deal, and so it's like a big backfire kind of thing. I don't, it was just kind of a funny story. I don't know how true
You think there's going to be... I mean, Tim Pool really talking about two economies, and so... Are they only going to hire conservative companies and liberals are only going to hire liberal companies? And next you know, you have, you know, we're not going to be able to use Facebook anymore because there's my kids. And so maybe we have to have the
Parler's backing up and running.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I use that a lot.
I got my Parler app. I was using it a lot before it actually went back down. I haven't really, since it came back up, I think, a week or two ago. And I haven't really been back on. But, oh, the other big thing I don't know if you heard about was... There's a couple counties in Oregon who are applying to become part of Idaho.
Yes.
You heard about that?
Well, it's not just a couple. It's like all the way to the ocean, right?
Yeah, become part of Greater Idaho.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, you see, it was like, if you actually look at the map, it is like all the way from Idaho all the way, you know, it kind of weaves around all the way to, basically, it's skipping out the major cities all the way to the ocean. That would give Idaho a port, which was crazy.
Honestly, I think, like, with everything going on, that might be the best way to relieve tensions and to give, like, these rural communities who are getting overlooked by, because, to me, it makes makes sense.
Well, if counties, see, and the Colorado wants to do the same, there's certain counties.
Counties in Colorado want to be part of Wyoming.
Wyoming. Yeah. And then Texas talking about just seceding altogether, which I don't see that happening.
Well, see, like, in the sense of seceding or just moving state lines. State lines, that makes sense.
No, I think yeah. Texas has always talked about, but they've been talking about that since the
80s. That won't happen.
Well, and then they...
I'm a big fan of moving state lines. I think that makes sense.
And then, like, New York, my parents live in Buffalo, the west of New York, and, you know, they always talk about how everything west of Albany, all this money gets funneled into, from now, all the money in that region gets funneled into New York City. And so they're just like, we should just call us Western New York, kind of like what Virginia did back in Civil War times.
Western New York.
And call it Western New York. And then, I don't know, this is crazy. What do you guys think? You guys think that we're going to be having all these different divides and just basically say, okay, we're going to be the conservative states and you can be the liberal states and you go ahead and do your stuff and we'll do our stuff and two different governments and basically start a whole new country? I mean, where's this going to lead to?
I like the idea of moving county lines because then that gives adequate representation for the rural communities who maybe lean a little bit more conservative. So then that... You know, that the idea of America, you have your voice heard.
Yeah.
Just to me, it makes sense, but I don't know how.
But if you ever look at states, I mean, because majority of people live in these big cities, the rest of the states, most of them are always conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you always have the small pockets.
As far as landmass goes.
It's crazy. I mean, California's even talked about that, the northern part of California, getting rid of that.
Give me another Guinness.
Get another Guinness. So, Robert, or RJ, or whatever you call yourself
Rob,
these days.
Bob, Bobby.
He's drinking
Robbie.
His Nitro.
So.
He's like, give it to me.
Fucking touch my beer. The cool part about these, and actually it's funny how many people I run into it, I don't realize what the nitro means. They're like, oh, so it's just nitro. Well,
did you get the cover off? So
no, it's almost there. I just was keeping it off so I can see it, so I don't have to get up.
Oh.
There's a nitrogen ball in these things. So there's a little ball. It's a little white ball. When you open it up, it releases the nitrogen into it. So if you ever had keg beer always has a little bit more cream to it. That's what that little nitrogen bar. So Budweiser just came out with a Nitro Budweiser. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah. So I finally found it. So I've been looking everywhere for it. I went to this little dive bar in Benson, Roadhouse. I think it's called Roadhouse. In Benson, right outside Omaha. And they had them. It just comes in a little Budweiser can like you'd always see. The Nitro Budweisers didn't have the little ball in them though. They were just, I don't know.
Just
they just put Nitro in. They're actually super good. So it's Budweiser. Tastes just like a Budweiser, but it had like the cream to it. It was so good.
Now, do you see how fast he poured that? Is that like a normal Guinness thing? Is it because of the nitro balls and then you can pour it? Or do you just cheat?
You flip to the side and then when you get up to where you're pouring. Yeah, I did. When you get up.
Did you see that? You think we rewind the tape.
When you get to where the
top of the.
Yeah, it starts hitting, then you flip it and then go all the way up.
This hop right here.
Yeah.
You get the top of the hop. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not a Guinness expert.
I've got my Guinness pouring license from the Guinness storehouse in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. I've made the pilgrimage. I love Guinness that much.
He's an official pourer.
Yeah, I love Guinness that much. That place is awesome.
So what's going on there out there in Facebook world? Or YouTube. Where are you guys listening from? Let's see. Everybody is on Facebook. We got some people on YouTube. We got some people on Twitch. Wow.
Twitch.
I never go there. I just basically broadcast this everywhere and hope somebody's listening.
Well, it was when we had John and, oh my God.
D&B Gaming.
Yeah.
Drums and Bass.
Drum and Bass Gaming. Who was his partner's name? Oh, I'm so sorry, man. We had John and his partner on from Drum and Bass Gaming.
Romantic partner.
He had a sweet mustache.
Dude, yeah. He looked like a cop.
Yeah. They use Twitch for their video game streaming, so that's when we kind of got into the Twitch game. So there's a couple of Twitchers that get on. Although I follow John on DB Gaming, and I watch a lot of his stuff, so.
I was all boiling. Oh, man. We're literally watching water boil. This is the live stream tonight.
We're getting there. It's getting cold out here, so maybe I need to crank it up a little bit. We're almost to a boil.
Yeah. Poor Robert. He has about 12% body fat, so he's freezing.
That's
now, cool. I, on the other hand, I'm all right, because guess what? I don't have 12% body fat. But Robert's working on that, slowly but surely.
We've got like 2 minutes.
So I'm not Catholic or anything, but for Lent this year, I decided that I was going to not eat foods that would make Robert frown. And that's what I said to myself.
I'm going to say, the problem is I eat foods that make me frown.
Well, the thing is that I don't really know. I just know that there's certain things, like I'm not going to go and have a Twix bar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, man, I love Twix.
I know, but it's not like I would figure that Robert would be like,
I haven't had a Twix in a long time, though.
It's because that's why you're freezing.
The things I stay away from mostly are like pastas, yes, and breads and stuff like that.
I've been doing that for a while now.
But I mean, it's not like I don't eat carbs. Like, I eat rice every day. Rice is a staple in what I eat every day.
Yeah, so I started doing a lot of rice and bowls with chicken, and I put olives in it. I know that sounds gross, but I love it.
Black olives?
Regular olives. Are you gonna frown?
No, I love olives. I love olives.
He's not frowning. We're all right.
I wish green olives didn't have so much sodium in them, because I could eat an entire jar of them, but sitting there eating them.
See, he's frowning at the sodium.
Like, I don't know. I love them. They're so good.
Oh, yeah. Olives
are good. Problem is like, you look at it, and it's like, what, 300 milligrams of sodium? I'm like, oh, that's not bad. It's like for like four olives.
It's like sitting in that brine forever.
Yeah. You're pretty much just like olive shot of salt.
I love olives. They have a lot of with the blue cheese in it, and they have some with the garlic in it.
Yeah. So Hy-Vee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they still have their olive bar, but they used to. They would like stuff the really good blue cheese in it.
Blue cheese olives.
Eat so many.
Oh, yeah. My God.
A lot of people are like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Well, we're basically watching water boil, so we're going to talk about whatever.
Dude, we're almost there. So... Willamette. Okay, there's probably some people out there maybe who know a lot more than us.
Oh, like I guarantee I said, we don't know anything.
We're on our third batch, so we still are learning quite a bit. So when we open these things up, they smell so good. Let's open it up. We're almost there.
Oh, we're going to open up the hops. Now, what is this one called?
Ah!
What's up, boys? Shane says up.
Willamette hops. Oh, so Shane, actually, what's that? You have like some sort of streaming thing you do. You go over beers and stuff like that, right, Shane? Oh, yeah, we're boiling, baby.
We're up.
You say anything yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so I've seen a couple of yours, Shane. So Shane's got this cool bar top he's been making with bottle caps. And I've seen a couple of them. I haven't seen many of them, but I know he does some of that stuff. So maybe he'll say something.
Yeah, maybe.
There we go. Got him open. All right, so step one, add 1 pack of the 1 ounce Willamette hops. God, they smell so good.
Oh.
Have you ever smelled an IPA? Like a
horny nose. Here we go.
Say it out loud. Put it up on the deal.
It's a TikTok. Oh, that means
TikTok. That's what it was.
That means Joe is all, it's all over Joe's page, right? So guys, go on TikTok, find this with holy nones shenanigans. Oh, what we got? Beer and bourbon reviews. Look at that. Here we go. Really? Maybe we should have Shane on our podcast.
Yeah.
Shane, will you come on our podcast and hang out with us? Not tonight, but in the future.
We'll come on yours if you come on ours. I'll come on you if you come on me. Wait, did I say that weird?
That's not weird, really. This is not our normal setup for our podcast. Usually we're in our studio and we have nice mics and warmth.
We're trying something different tonight.
Well, Robert really wanted to brew beer. He was going to do it tomorrow night. Shane says he's down.
I'm down.
All right, I'll have Robert reach out to you. We'll schedule it.
Done over 200. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I need to go back and check out some more of them, Shane, because I think it was only about maybe a month ago I saw your first one. I don't know if it just randomly popped up on Facebook or something, but I've been collecting bottle caps to make my own beer bar top. I have a bar, and I want to do the bottle cap top. And then, I don't know.
Here, let me add your crush.
Maybe the Googleizer. Yeah, there you go. You know how Google spies on you, or my phone spies on you 24/7? Maybe it somehow made that connection and it popped you up on my deal one day. And it was when you were like halfway done. And now, I think I saw one a couple days ago. You must have your bar top done with, you have like an American flag, and then on the left side of the bar, it's just all random stuff. I don't know. Anyways, so that's what brought me to your thing. And then I watched some of your reviews. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you said
something. Now, Shane said he's not all on TikTok, so I'm assuming that we should probably look him up. You could probably search them up. Here, let me up a little bit here. This is fun.
Oh, we need to set a timer. Oh, I got my... All right, we've got 40 minutes before we add the rest of it. So you just keep... Okay, we got our... You can see our deal going. So you just keep it on a slow, steady roll while the hops are going. But
he says still in progress. No, which is funny. I looked up Horny Gnome Shenanigans and... This MAGA chick with big boobs popped up.
Ooh,
so
yeah, it's a little like anti kind of stuff.
It's like that wasn't
it's what the kind I was of thinking. Porn I usually watch.
Yeah, I think it's Garden Gnome Sex Party. Why don't when I look? I guess it's called Horny Gnome. So.
That's true. I was gonna say you probably should have used like DuckDuckGo or something. Look that up.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
So one thing I knew this, but I didn't really think about it, is when you're actually brewing beer, especially after your 2-week fermenting process, it looks so fucking gross when it's like fermented. Looks like you're drinking like gross ass seaweed or something.
Oh, shame. Because as soon as he figures out his merch. Now, we got merch, guys. We have our merch. We have a merch store on our Every Nothing Podcast website.
Shane, here's a recommendation for you. Check out the company Teespring. Just go to teespring.com, TEESPRING.com. You can actually launch a whole merch store without any overhead.
Yeah, the problem with that with YouTube is that you need to be monetized on YouTube to be able to have it on the bottom part of your YouTube channel. Yeah.
Otherwise, you pretty much just have to share the link to your Teespring store.
Yeah, until you get monetized.
Yeah.
We're working on it. So yeah, go to YouTube, do all the YouTube things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say those things because everybody says it.
But so you get that link. So if you go to, here, Shane, check this out. So go to our website, go to everynothingpodcast.com and then click on the store tab. You'll see our Teespring store. So you can actually set up your own Teespring store, make all your designs, and then Teespring handles the production and the shipping. So you literally don't have to do anything except make your design, put it on there. It's a good way to get started, at least so you have a merch store going until maybe future down the road when you want to do it on your own or do something different. So check that out, Shane.
Yeah. I'm looking up at horny. Is that a zero? Or is that spelled wrong?
Gnome, isn't it? Yeah, so it is getting fucking cold out here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, man, but, you know, I guess we could have did it inside.
Well, if you don't want to watch this bullshit, set your timer for... Let's see, 38 minutes. That's when the next thing
But this
happens.
Is where the fun stuff happens. I use 308 thread out of GI buddy of mine. And,
Oh, so you got some local people you're using to make some gear. The only reason we use, I decided Teespring is because I can set up an online store that'll ship all over the country. So if there's someone in California listening, well.
Yeah, I'm sure they're out there listening to us.
We got banned in Syria, North Korea, and Iran. Is Iran or Iraq one of those two?
Yeah,
So we can't sell merch to them, so unfortunately.
That was going to be our niche market, though, so.
I don't know what we did. We said something.
No, we played Lord
of the
Rings.
Oh, North Korea. They didn't want it there.
We played a TikTok with Lord of the Rings music on it.
Actually, we've been banned from those countries a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, they must have, like, stricter, like, copyright laws or something.
Censorship. One of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how you can get more strict in the cancel culture these days. We're going to go back to that. It's been on everybody's lips.
Yeah.
He said his guy does, too.
Oh, nice.
All right, well, come on. We'll measure dicks. <That's good. laughs>
Hey, man, if you got something that works for you, go for
it. Yeah, I would love to hear about it. This is the best part about podcasting is if you especially get different podcasters and we all talk to each other, it's fantastic. I love community.
Mm-hmm. We need to get...
Oh, there is a zero. Okay.
We need to get Shane one of our
beers. We wouldn't let you use horny.
We need to get Shane one of our beers so we can review it.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great.
You say that like our first beer was good. There's nothing wrong with our first beer.
I know. Well, okay, Shane, so this is a kit. This is not like we came up with our own beer.
He does the same thing with like our workouts at CrossFit. Like, we have good workout, and then he'll be like, oh, yeah, it was fucking awesome. It's
like... You talking about me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Well, I'm from New England. Everything's great. Fucking great. It's like called sarcasm.
Yeah, I know. You're trashing on our beer, and our first batch was really good.
I'm not trashing on it. I just... Community guidelines. Well, I'm just thinking that it was like we're following a kit. Now, if we were like going off the hinges and we were like designing our own recipe...
We're going to at some point.
Well, we need to get better at this.
Okay.
And
at Patriot, they have like all the... You can buy like just stuff. I don't know the best way to explain it. You don't have to buy like actual packs of stuff. You can buy like... You can mix and match if you're really into and really know what you're doing.
He said he would do it, but I don't know.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's great, man. We actually have an official reviewer who wants to view our beer. We're thinking we're calling it the Every Nothing Beer or Every Nothing Brewery, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, and use this little logo as the...
Except we'll, like, make him look like Hammered or something.
Hammered?
No, he's, like, hammered, like, drunk.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. Apparently there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through to actually sell your beer.
Yeah, just a minute.
Maybe we'll just...
He goes, I got a great beer name for it. Cat Piss 60. Oh, man.
Cat Piss 60. 60 Men IPA. I don't think this isn't considered... This is a lager, isn't it?
Well, I think he's calling our beer Cat Piss.
Cream ale isn't ale.
It's cat piss.
Cat piss ale. We'll just switch the IPA to ale.
Well, yeah.
Cat piss 60 minute ale.
Ale. Cream ale.
60 mil
cream. Robert's cream ale.
We're just going to call it cat piss ale. Actually, people would buy that. If like you walked into a place and saw a thing called pass it, I'd buy that. I would just be too interested not to.
He goes, a lager needs time, bro.
Yeah.
You know, 60 minutes.
Well, the first lager we did, the whole brew process was 60 minutes, but it sat for a long time. Ferment.
Oh, yeah. We'll let it sit in the dock underneath my stairs in my my basement. Uh-huh. Let's get rid of the cat piss off the screen there, because that's... What else is going on in the world? We need Joe to give us information, because I don't pay attention anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff, but it's hard to retain everything that's going on, because every day there's something new.
Drinking a Founders Blushing.
Founders is a pretty good beer. Blushing Padre.
Padre. What is that?
I can't say I've had that one. I've had Founders, though.
Well, I've had Founders. Isn't that an Omaha? Is that an Omaha beer?
It comes in like a small...
Raspberry Belgium Ale Aged with Tequila Barrels. Wow. That sounds awesome.
Does it taste like tequila?
I doubt it. It tastes like Belgium Ale.
Oh. It tastes like tequila at all. I'm not in. I'm out.
Oh, it can't be that. It's raspberry.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, raspberry. Do you have your timer on?
Yeah.
Sweet. My hands are numb. I just want to say that out loud, because...
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hold on.
You know, this is the Every Nothing podcast, where we brew beer in the early parts in Nebraska. And it's like a spicy cranberry juice. That's what it is, like that raspberry.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, Shane, I think when we do the podcast, you need to bring us some of that.
That sounds good.
What do you think? Yeah. So is Shane, is he a local boy? What is he?
Shane, where do you live? Wardville? No, I guess you don't have to tell us where you live. But out in that, like, Grand Island area. Throwing darts.
There you go.
Throwing darts.
Nice. Yeah. What's everybody else doing? We have a couple other people on. What are you guys drinking? I mean, Shane's really bringing it up there with the... I mean, he's really classy. I mean, I thought my Frulli was classy, but...
I like that Frulli. That Frulli's pretty good. I have some of my Sam Adams, too. I used to be like... I don't know. I used to think Sam Adams was kind of a trash beer, but I don't know why.
That hurts me right here.
I don't know why. I just had like this... I don't know. Maybe this preconceived notion, but...
That all Boston people suck?
No, it wasn't that. It just... It seemed very commercialized, I think.
Well.
And, I don't know. Anyway, so, like, I've been drinking a lot of Sam Adams lately. Like, Boston Lager, the Winter Lager, and the Cold Snap. Those are all
I was in Kansas City, I drank a lot of Boulevard, and that's kind of, like, their version of Sam Adams.
The Boulevard Brewery
I've been there.
Kansas City is super awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I haven't been there since they got taken over. I mean, they got some bots.
I went a couple years ago after it at all. Yeah, that's so cool.
Shane goes, fuck Boston. I love hazy IPAs. Fuck Boston. All right. Listen here, you fucker.
Oh, that's his bar top on there. You see it?
Where is it?
On his deal.
Oh, on his deal? Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like an American flag. It's not popping up.
Did up for some.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, Shane, what are you doing nowadays? You can't really watch live shows anymore. I'm hoping live shows start up here soon again. What do you think?
What, in Omaha?
Yeah, well, anywhere. We've been talking about the band, so it looks like a lot of the bigger bands are starting to book shows out in June and July.
Yeah. You mean with...
There's like, so Shane just said there's a bar for it. Okay, but there's some like local bands playing and stuff, but there aren't many like big shows. But it looks like I saw Darius Rucker's playing.
Yeah.
So some of the big bands.
It's gonna be all in the Midwest, though.
Some big bands are starting to play again. So
I mean, New York just opened up movie theaters a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy. But it looks like we may be able to start playing again in late July.
That's my official outdoor sneezing and hop sneeze. did you hear about Texas completely 100% opening up?
And Mississippi. Well, Texas is
Well,
Mississippi
I mean,
follows suit. No, I think they're getting rid of the mask mandate. Yeah.
Yeah, but 100%. So, I mean, if they're going to do a tour date, I mean, you can go down to Texas.
Yeah, go play.
I mean, I bet you Florida's pretty much open.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Florida right now. Not everybody. Let me put it this way. The other country we're talking about.
The other country of Florida.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Everything's so whacked out right now.
I just want to see live shows. That's all I really... I think I've said that a million times. That's all I really want to do. I just want to see live shows.
I just want movies. I don't want movies to come back out.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I think I told you, I have like $120 in gift cards to our movie theater here in town that we have.
$120?
There's no fucking movies to go see.
But okay, it's like something these people just keep on giving you.
Yeah. It's like, here's a movie theater. And it's like, I don't know. What I should do is I should just go there and get stuff from their snack bar and leave.
Well, that's what they did during the COOF time.
Yeah.
They open up their thing and go get a big huge thing of popcorn.
That's the problem. Like, I feel bad going there and using a gift card, you know, because they obviously
already got the
You want to support them and give them money to get them through. So it's like you show up with a gift card and take a bunch of stuff.
Plus, we know the owners.
So that's the
hard
it's
part.
Like,
we know the owners too. So
it's like, oh, this is kind of an asshole move, isn't it?
Well, in the movie theater in Fremont, it's not one of those AMC or Dickinson theaters around.
It's a local.
It's a locally owned theater, so you kind of want to go and support. It's a pretty good theater.
Yeah, I've seen a couple there.
The last movie I went to see there was Spider-Man Homecoming. Not Homecoming. Far From Home. I went to see that.
I I don't know. I haven't seen one of those movies in a while.
Well,
I really want to see that Monster Hunter movie, but I think that one came and went already.
I think it's on POD already. Of course, everything's on POD.
Mia Jovovich.
Yeah.
She's big. I had the biggest crush on Mia Jovovich during the Resident Evil.
What's her first name?
Mia.
Mia
Jovovich.
What's the last name?
Jovovich. So I was super into Resident Evil, the game, growing up.
Shane wants to know how many kick...
how many Kincaid or Bruce? So, like, actually, the...
Kincaid or what the hell is that?
Well, let me finish my story first.
Okay.
So, Mia Jovovich, Resident Evil... Oh, wait.
What's the last name again?
Jovovich.
Jovovich?
Jovovich. I think she's Russian.
I think it's Jehovah-bitch. I think that's what you said. Go ahead.
The Resident Evil games growing up were my favorite games ever. And they still make really good games for like PS4 and PS5. Anyway, so like when they started the movie franchise, I was all about it. Their first
nothing
four...
Nothing like the games at all.
Oh man, they're so fucking good though. And like, I just had this huge crush on Mia just because she's the main character in it. Anyways, going
back...
She
wore that red dress.
Yeah, dude, she's so, so hot. Lady Kincaid has a their Devil's Gap, the jalapeno one. Dude, that's my favorite. It's one of my favorite beers, period. You don't even need to add anything to it. You think jalapeno beer, that sounds gross. I'm like swiping snot away because it's getting cold out here. Is that gross, guys?
Yes, it is.
I'll clean my hands before I touch this stuff. Anyways, their Devil's Gap jalapeno ale is one of my favorite beers that they have. I think Kincaid, because they're out of Broken Bow. We used to, the last band I played with in Lincoln, we used to go down to Broken Bow and play all the time. So I'm pretty familiar with these guys. They also have a sour, the Snozberry sour is really good. My favorite sour beer, actually. So actually, shout out to Kincaid for having two of my favorite beers out of Broken Bow, Nebraska. Yeah. What do you say?
You guys can 100% shoot a live podcast in the Horny.
Oh. Where, wait, so the Horny Gnome's in Kansas? Or are you just traveling down in Kansas right now? Devil's Gap, yeah. So, okay, so, yeah, the Snozberry. So,
Snozberry.
Shane's saying stuff on here.
Yeah, I'll put it up.
I was going to say, we're like sitting there going, this is stuff I was talking about. So the jalapeno, he was just backing up what I was saying. The Snozberry is my favorite sour, and the Devil's Gap's my favorite jalapeno, both from Kincaid. They have tap rooms in Lincoln. I don't know if they have a tap room in Omaha.
So that's it. It's in this house. It probably has a similar setup that we have here. I have my studio, yeah. The Every Nothing Studios. It's not. Yeah. It's called 30 Wilshire Studios here in my house. So yeah. Where we usually do our live show. Except that
not in the freezing cold.
Not in the freezing cold. Oh, whoa, knocking stuff over. 12% body fat over here is gonna die soon.
Freezing. He's gonna get drunker. So do you hear that? So you remember the movie The Titanic?
Or just Titanic.
The Titanic?
Is that a different movie?
I think it's called The Titanic.
What?
Never mind. I can't think of anything stupid to say. Titanic.
It's not The Titanic.
There's that one guy when the end of the ship is going down, and then there's the one guy getting fucking hammered. Uh-huh. So man, that's just, I need to get really drunk so I can get warm.
Probably.
Apparently, that was a true story. There was one guy who survived.
Because he got so drunk?
I don't know if it's a true story, but it was a story I've heard a million times. He got really drunk, and he went to the water, and he survived because... So, double-check that one. But I think that's why they showed him in it, because that was like an actual story, regardless if it was true or not, from the...
Well, it's awesome. I mean, the story I always found amazing was the musicians that just kept on playing the whole time. And they kept on playing until the boat went down or something, right?
That's funny, though, because, like, if I think I was the musician there and I had, like, my amps and stuff there, I'd be playing, like, something fucking heavy. Like, Pantera, like some cowboys from hell or some shit, as this cowboys from hell going down.
Shit. I don't know, man. I would probably shit my pants. That would be my reaction.
Fucking worst. There's, man, you met, yeah, that'd be the fucking worst. I have like this, that's like, you have like a fear, so like my biggest fear is being like trapped in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, it's like nothing?
Yeah, like that'd be
or
the
sharks,
worst.
Sharks or no sharks?
Or sharks. I mean, there's gonna be sharks there. That would be like, if you put me in a hellscape, that would be like the worst. Like if I went to hell and that would be my eternal torment.
Is it?
It would be like trapped. Yeah, being trapped in this, and you don't know it. You don't know anything that's under you. You know what I mean? Like it's the fear of the unknown, I think, maybe. I don't know, man. That'd be the worst. Like, if I fell asleep one night and then I woke up and someone dropped me in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, all right, we know what to do for Chris's birthday.
That'd be the worst.
We'll drug him up because we live in Nebraska. It would take a while to get to the ocean.
Yeah, glad I live in Nebraska.
I mean, does it have to be the ocean? Could it be like a lake?
Nah,
if you saw land, would it
find
make
lakes? Yeah, so because lakes don't have sharks and stuff. We've got 20 minutes left.
All right, Shane. Thanks. Yeah, kick back on when you can, man. It's kicking off for a little bit.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
You know, my fear, I think my biggest fear is, like, I really, really hate needles. I hate the whole feeling of needles underneath
the skin. Did you ever get blood?
I tried once. I hated it. I couldn't look. I didn't faint. I didn't quite do the Jake version of
it. Our boy Jake, if you watched this podcast before, he's been on a couple times. He gave blood for the first time a couple months ago. We did a blood drive at the gym. And the funny part is, if he even mentioned anything about feeling like a little lightheaded or anything, he said he really wasn't that bad. He just kind of mentioned it. They like attack you and then like put your feet up. And like he said, like, he's like, yeah, I'm feeling a little faint. And then they like a bunch of them like swarmed him, put his feet up and like put him back and like put him, close his eyes. I don't know.
Horrible.
Kind of funny.
I did it in Dodge, Nebraska. I was blood drive there. And of course, the lady's like sticking around.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Oh. Did they not get it on the first try?
No.
Okay, because I was sitting there actually because I was taking a picture of Jake since it was. And I have bigger veins, so like they always get it on the first time. And they like were digging around it, and I'm like, oh, that's gonna fucking suck. And I remember him saying, he's like, I was trying to be a man, like, you know, I can fucking take it. But like after a little while, it's like, really stop.
So we know how Jake would do under, under torture, right?
he didn't actually do that, but it was just him telling that story was pretty.
Oh my God. So I was just watching commercial the other night. It was like talking about medical technology. They had this device and they went over people's arms, see the veins, and they just went, oh yeah, it's crazy. I was like, that's amazing. If that's true, of course, I don't know if it's true. It's amazing. Wow, I'm freezing. I can't feel my fingertips, or as my daughter calls them, phalanges.
Yeah, that's what they are. Well, so like, yeah, I have in college football, I busted my finger in half right here.
Wow.
I have a metal plate right here. So it's kind of funny. Can't really see it. This metal plate gets really cold in the winter. And so this whole finger goes numb when it gets a little bit cold out. And like everything else is fine.
So can you bend your finger? How does that affect your guitar playing?
Not really. When it gets cold. Like we've done outdoor shows and stuff. Like, yeah. It's like, I try not to do outdoor.
There's two type of shows. Yeah. Outdoor shows during the summer are fine.
Yeah.
It's really when it gets to the fall. We did, when I was in Kansas City, we did a ton of biker nights outdoors. They're fun during the summer. But when it gets to the fall, sometimes it's just like freezing. And then you finish the song, you're like...
The other thing is, like, when you do it midsummer and, like, the bugs come out, like, when you have the overlights. Yeah. I don't know. I'm over outdoor shows. Don't ever ask me outdoor shows.
Well, what's funny is back when I was playing back in the day, because I'm a little bit older than you, we didn't have LED lights. We had normal, like, R64, let me burn your face off lights. And so it was kind of always warm up there.
So the bugs are just...
Well, it's not the bugs. I'm just saying it was just warm. It was always hot. But then you get these new LED lights that are way better, and you can do all kinds of stuff with it, but there's no heat, which is actually a good thing. But also on outdoor shows, you can't go up and go, let me cut my fingers real fast.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I do miss playing out. It's just so you're saying you guys might be getting back in July.
Late July, early August, somewhere, I think. We were starting to talk about May. March, April, May. Yeah, sometime in May, looking at booking our shows.
So for all our listeners who haven't been paying attention, how did your release go?
Yeah, it went awesome. So obviously, well, it's hard to tell when you can't actually play shows, but I mean, you kind of got to take how many streams you've gotten on Spotify and how much engagement you've gotten on like, Facebook and stuff like that. You don't really know until you actually see faces in the crowd. But I mean, according to Spotify, we have over 1,000 downloads already, only a couple weeks out. Same with stuff. I don't know. Facebook, there's a lot of engagement on the initial like release post. Yeah, it's hard to tell. So I'm excited to play live shows again so we can see
how the reaction was.
I mean, we've got a lot of good feedback. I mean, a lot of great feedback. If you haven't checked it out, check out go to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, whatever you use. Amazon. It's on everything. Chasing Chance, Heartbeat. Let me know what you think. It's a 4-song EP. We've had a lot of really good feedback from it, so I've been pretty excited about it. I think it's a great EP. I think it's some of the best music I've been involved with.
Of course, I'm trying to type and I can't feel my fingers. There's a movie that comes up for Gilchrist versus Chasing Chance.
Called Chasing Chance. Nice.
And then look at this one that comes up.
Hell yeah. Our next album cover should be like that.
Peter goes, I'm sure it was awesome.
Peter, what? Check it out.
You didn't check it out, did you? I'm sure it was awesome.
Asshole.
Well, Peter, I guess we just won't give you
I don't know. Peter likes like AC/DC and stuff like that. You might like a couple of the songs, actually. Like,
well, we listened to it in the gym when we worked out.
Peter, we'll listen to it tomorrow morning. Okay?
I liked it. There was a... Of course, I was listening to the production value because the production value is really good. Mm-hmm. So what was the process you guys did that?
So this is actually a lot different. So the last albums I was involved in was very more the old school technique where we actually mic'd up amps and did it that way. For the stuff I'm doing with Chasing Chance, we've went a different route. So we have a mixer who's actually this guy, Bender Recording. Is that like Nashville or something? One of the guys knew him, but he's actually done a lot of work for some bigger bands. I think he's even Guy Pale and some bands. And so pretty much what we do is we make a demo. I actually make a demo through Logic to somewhat close to like what we want it to sound. And then we send all of our sounds DI to him. And then he does all the mixing 100%. So he actually adds...
DI is direct.
Yeah, yeah. So like
that means that what basically it means is you take your signal directly into your software or whatever. You're not going through an amp. You're not going through processing. For you people who don't know what that DI means.
So just pretty much recording straight to a computer, send that audio file to the mixer. The mixer
just, I mean, DI generally sounds like crap. It's what you do afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. So it's funny because like a DI electric guitar sounds like dog shit.
Yeah, usually, and the thing is that usually bass, like as a bass player, I go direct. That's what direct is, DI. Mm-hmm. I go direct a lot, except that, you know, bass, generally you want to put a compression on it and all that kind of stuff. But, so you went through that.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually did a whole mix.
I went to Tennessee one time and saw a band. One time at band camp.
That's the most interesting story I've ever heard, Peter. Tell me one more time. Anyway, so... That's awesome. Did you put that up?
I'll put it up. went to Tennessee one day.
Thanks, Peter. That might be the best thing I've heard all day. No joke. I'm not joking about that. So anyways, we record everything DI. I go through Logic and I make a somewhat cohesive demo so I can give the guy who's mixing it an idea of what we want it to sound like. We send all the sounds off to him, he mixes it, and then we go back and forth 5, 6, 7, 8 times to get the right sound. And then bam, finished product.
Yeah, it's so different than the way that we recorded, I mean, even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When we used to have the rent recording studio time and the whole band would have to go in, you'd mic the drums up.
Yeah.
Now you said you actually went and did the drums separately.
Okay, so that's the one thing. So you can't do that with drums. You got to be pretty good. I mean, you got to have a lot of good, you got to have a good space. You got to have good mics. So John, shout out John Feist, the drummer from Chasing Chance. He actually goes to a studio. I want to say it's Make Believe Studios. I could be wrong on that. In Omaha. In Omaha.
Is it by the ice cream place?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a studio.
He goes in and he does all that stuff. He gets the tracks.
That's an area?
You'd have to ask him.
John, hook us up.
So he actually goes into a studio to do his drums. Once the drums are done, everything else can be done DI, just straight into a computer. Vocals, bass, guitar, and then MIDI sounds. So that's like keyboards and any sounds. So we're working on another single. Hopefully, it'll come out in the next couple months. We're doing the same thing. John's gonna get into the studio, record his drums, the whole process. It actually is kind of nice because you only need to spend, I think, 2 hours in the studio, like $200, like that. John, he doesn't have any red light syndrome. He can actually hop in there and get it done pretty quick. So you pay for that, and then we pay for the mixer, and then the mixer sends a mastered version, but John, actually, shout out again to John. He's been working on his mastering skills, so John did a lot of the mastering on Heartbeat as well.
Mastering is another art. It's an art and a sound. See, there's mixing, and then there's mastering. Mastering, what it does, essentially, it gets the volume and all the frequencies where they're supposed to be so you can release it to Spotify and whatnot, so it all is kosher out there in the marketing world.
Yeah, so the things I didn't think about is like when you're playing over Spotify, when you're playing over the radio, when the names and stuff pop up, that's all part of
it's
mastering.
It's all part of mastering, yeah.
Mastering. I guess I didn't even like consider what you would have to do.
You
to
have
do
to master things, if you want to have it released. It's for consistency of volume. It's consistency. Essentially, what you want to have is you really want to send a signal that all your frequencies are pretty level, like on a meter, so therefore you can hear everything.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. We're just gonna talk about mastering, but
it's a process. But,
no, but it's an art. It's knowing how to do it. And some people mix, but they never master. I mean, I mix a lot of stuff, but I never take the time to master because I'm not releasing it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I like how. I mean,
I was just thinking the same thing, Peter. I do have one. I can see it from here.
I tried to plug it in, but you told me not to.
Well, I didn't want to blow up the circuit, but I could find another plug.
Yeah, we're good. We got another 10 minutes before we add the rest. We're going to stop this in another like 30 minutes. Once we get it back in there, we're done.
Yeah, well.
So we got another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we can show you the finished product. But anyways, I like how easy it is nowadays for people to create music.
Well, there is. And also, too, that like mastering thing, there is, because it's there. there's a little bit of a science to it. You can go to these mastering websites and just upload your files.
Yeah, like Fiverr and stuff like that.
Yeah, and for whatever it costs, and they'll mix it for you just based on computer algorithms. It's kind of cool. It's completely different when I was growing up. I'm so old, but when I was recording back in the 90s, I mean, we would all the band would get into a room, we would mic up the drums, we would all sit around, and we would all play the song. And we usually took tracks, but usually we were just paying attention to the drums and going, okay, the drums sound good. Then we would do our stuff separately, or they might actually take the stuff we did there and say, okay, you did good.
Well, so that's. I mean, it's people still do that. Like I said, the last band
yeah,
I was
that
in.
That takes a lot of studio time.
Yeah. Well, the last band I was in, we did that. We mic'd up amps. We mic'd up everything.
In different rooms.
Yeah. We had some really good. Okay. So shout out to the Hanyaks. Hanyaks. That was a band I played with in Lincoln for 4 years. And Monty, the founder of the Hanyaks, he had a couple albums out before I even joined the band. And then we put an album out altogether. There's 3 albums out on Spotify and YouTube and all those places. Too. Actually, really great music. He did a really good job because he went to school for a lot of that. He did a lot of his own.
There is art mixing and all that is such a good. Yeah. Like so, I tried, I dabble in it, but I'm really bad at it.
I mean, it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
All right, here's my Sam Adams. I'm still trying to
you
warm
sell
up.
Out.
I'm trying to warm up. Peter, I won't be there tomorrow. I'm going to be too drunk.
Yeah, just to try to stay warm. We won't be able to do any anything with the hands. We're going to pick up the dumbbell and be like, I can't hold on to it because my fingers are broken off. We should just get gloves on, a little hats on.
A little gloves and hats. We're getting there. We're getting close to step number 2, which will be pretty much the rest of the stuff.
Awesome.
The dried malt. Oh, wait. Did I put that thing into the hot water?
What, the sanitized thing?
No, the...
What part? I don't know what he's talking
the
about.
Can.
The what?
The can.
No. Did you loosen it up, you mean?
Yeah, where's that at?
I don't know. Oh, maybe you put it in the hot water.
No, I didn't put it there. Hot water. Oh, right here.
So what he's talking about is the malt. It's in a can, and you got to put it in hot water to loosen it up so when we put it in, it's not all clumpy. But I guess we've been talking too much. I guess I'm going to have to, talk to you guys. Oh, man, I'm cold. I recorded several albums back in this place in Seabrook, New Hampshire called Bobcat Studios. We did a bunch of friends of mine in New Hampshire recorded a bunch of albums there. When I say a bunch, I mean like 2. There's a deer behind me. Are you kidding me?
What?
Peter goes, did you see the deer behind you? I did not see the deer behind me.
Peter's just fucking...
Are you...
Because we're messing with him. He's probably messing with us.
I don't know. Are you messing with me, Peter? Because I did not see the deer behind me. I did not. That would have surprised me. We have many deer that run through here. We also have foxes and no hounds. Except I have my dumb dog. So I guess I can call that a hound. But no, I recorded a...
When you add your extract in there? When sugar went out, says... See, it doesn't say anything about the extract. I feel like this one isn't as, like... I'm just trying to figure out the order of events here. So, like I said, we're still trying to learn how to do things here. This one, we have a deal of extract, and it does not say when to add the extract. So, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Bear with me here. If you want to get into some of this brewing stuff, it's actually really easy, and it's kind of fun, actually. You and a buddy. I think the whole kit. We got the things we were talking about. So, the steel pot, the burner, the fermenter, the fermenting bucket, and a keg system, all for $700. If you don't even want it, you don't even have to do the keg. You get the whole system just to brew. I think it was like $500 altogether. And then, like, one of these kits is like $50. That makes you, God, like 40-something beers, something like that. 5 gallons worth of alcohol. So, I don't know, it's pretty fun. If you, you like to try different beers and stuff, good way to... I mean, you can save a little bit of money brewing your own beer.
Plus, you get the freeze.
When do you add your extract? It doesn't say anything about extract on here. Oh, man, I don't know. Do we just throw it in and hope to God that doesn't ruin it? Because, I mean, it's in there, so obviously you add the extract at some point. Oh, here we go. Start boil. Pour 2 into your bottle. Add only the included. Continuously stir the extract into the water as it returns to a gentle rolling boil.
This is how we screw up beer.
Yeah, that's how you fuck it up.
I just plugged in a heater.
All right, I'm going to open the extract.
All right, let me read this. Brewing tips. So you added the LME, right? Is that the way you added?
That's how do you open this thing?
Here we go. This should be the fun time.
Actually working this time?
Probably not. So my parents bought my wife this thing for Christmas. And
it doesn't work for the shit.
Well, and what's funny about this whole thing is that when it was wrapped up, my wife thought it was, look at that. It did work.
Damn.
Oh, fuck you.
Last time
When she picked it up, it was wrapped. She goes, did your parents buy me a dildo? And I said, God, I hope not. But it's not a dildo. It's not a sex toy. It's a very fancy.
The extract, I guess.
Are you like licking it?
Right. It tastes like caramel.
I don't know.
Sure you don't want to lick?
Paul, lick this.
What I was looking at was the, right here. So it doesn't say anything about the extract here. But here it says, add only the included LME to the boiling water, because this is sure the extract of the water is a return to it. So maybe you add it here with all that stuff? Yeah. Wait, no, we're there.
We're there. All right.
The Czech Saws hot pellets.
Here it is.
You can't really see it, sorry. Here, I can see it here.
Sure, here, let me do this. Go ahead and do that again. Yeah, here we go.
Wait for those ones.
There we go. Let's look at that bottle of water.
All right, dude, we're adding everything here. Elmi, corn sugar, it's all coming in.
Are we adding this too?
Yep, all of that.
Both of them? Do we need scissors?
Adding corn. Okay. Here, this way. Here.
You got it? Yeah. My hands are so cold, man.
First time. Jesus, man.
I can't feel my fingers. Shane's back. Peter left because his wife said he had a disconnect. He's like, you don't watch these people do weird beer stuff.
Mitch, we're going to add that.
Go boil.
Ready.
Shane's still in the middle of the dark league. How you doing? Are you winning?
So we got another 20 minutes on this, and then we'll have our wort.
Sweet.
And then we just need to cool it down and add it to the tank once we have the wort in the thing.
Yeah, why? You're cold?
Yeah.
Robert's freezing. I did get a heater out here for you. I'll put it over by you so you can... Shane, we're at my house. We're at my backyard.
Fremont, Nebraska.
Shane goes, I won every game I throw, and I'm kind of a big deal. No, he's talking about dark game. Oh. He's won every game. He's won every Game of Thrones.
Like, all right, cool, man.
Oh my god. So we're attempting not to freeze to death. All right, we said 20 minutes after all that stuff went in. Then after that, we just got to finish up. So we'll probably just hang out for another 20 minutes, and then we'll get off this thing so we can.
Yeah. So okay. So you were watching the pot there.
The pot.
I added our. Corn, stuff's getting everywhere. Our corn sugar, our dried malt, and our extract, which is pretty much gives it all the flavor and all that shit.
And we added more hops, right?
Yeah, and more hops. So that should be everything. Okay, so when you get to that point, you got shit everywhere.
Holy crap, I'm cold.
Another 20 minutes for the boil, and then you have to cool it down to 70 degrees, which we have this snake thing, and we'll show you how to do that. And then,
we gotta put the water.
Once you cool it down, you pitch the yeast, which is the last packet of stuff you put in. Throw it in the big clear container we showed you, seal it off, put it away. So we'll show you when we get to the 20 minutes, we'll show them how to do the snake thing to cool it down. Once we start cooling it down, that's probably what we'll have.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it's just boring.
Yeah, but, you know, we're having fun. We're out in the community out there talking.
Dude, I think it's nice.
Yeah, you gotta make sure it's on, though, because there's a button on it. Bottom of it, yeah. It's weird. It's almost like it. Isn't that crazy?
We're gonna review this heater right now. It's a piece of dung.
I'll take it to the gym and steal it from you. So...
Shane's just talking about Game of Thrones over here. Anybody else watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched all 8 seasons. I think season 8 was a big piece of shit. I'll say that aloud because everybody else did too, but... I think what happened was my favorite character was Tyrion, and then once the books... And
Tyrion?
The
wasn't he the one that bangs his sister?
No, Tyrion's the...
Oh, yeah.
Peter Dinklage is the guy's actor's name. Anyways, that character was awesome. And then once the show went past the books and he didn't have any material for him anymore, they were writing the dialogue and all that stuff.
Yeah, it got kind of weird. Was it after like season 6 or 5? Or wait, how many seasons did it go?
Oh, when they skipped, when they went past the book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was like 6, 7, and 8 were past the book. Yeah. And they just didn't give him anything.
You could definitely tell.
Yeah, because he didn't have anything, you know, because his character just wasn't doing anything. He didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm watching. Okay, so here's a show to watch. I've been talking about this to like, maybe I mentioned it last week too. That's cool. I've been watching the TV show. Okay, so it's actually a book, and I've been listening to it on Audible.
Not sponsored, just like anything else here. By the way, we're using this camera. Not sponsored.
The book is called The Man in the High Castle, and there's a TV series on Amazon, and it might be one of the best TV shows I've ever watched, because I've always been super interested in World War II history. I don't know why, it's just that whole era of everything that happened then was always very intriguing to me. But the premise of A Man in the High Castle, or The Man in the High Castle, is if the Axis won World War II, pretty much everything from the Colorado Rockies east is owned by Nazi Germany, and everything from the Rockies to the west is owned by
Japan.
And, you know, but
it becomes very sci-fi.
Have you watched it?
I've seen second season.
Oh man, it's so good.
Have not seen it?
Yeah, I'm on season two right now. Okay. Well, I've listened. I'm halfway through the book.
But you haven't got to
Audible.
The sci-fi part.
Yeah. Okay. I'm halfway through the book and halfway through the series too.
I started watching Superman and Lois on CW. I know CW, but this show is actually pretty good.
Where do you get CW?
You can get it anywhere. Yeah. I use the CW ad. It's free. You don't need to pay. But I mean, I know I'm a big superhero nerd, but this is actually doing Superman justice right now. He actually is a good character. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're not screwing it up yet. But don't worry, it will get screwed up. CW always screws it up. But right now I'm watching very optimistic. Then I'm like, gonna be pretty good.
Hopefully,
it's good. What else am I watching? I'm watching, of course, WandaVision on Disney+. Hashtag cancel Disney+. But I'm not gonna do that because I want to watch those.
Yeah, don't do that because I steal your Disney+. Actually, you know what's funny? I don't think...
Shane wants to know my take on WandaVision. I really like it. I will say that the first two episodes, I actually enjoyed a lot. I all the people online were just not giving it a chance the first two episodes, but I think it was just...
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but it just...
You're talking to Shane on this one.
Yeah, I'm talking to Shane, but it was just systematically got better every episode. Now, the last episode was kind of like an information dump, but I think it was... I'm very interested, but what I really liked about it was the fact that the online community and all these people were really excited about talking about it, because it was a weekly show. We can actually discuss it. It wasn't like, because that's the one thing about like Netflix and all these shows get dumped. Some people could be on episode four and some people could be finished the show in one night.
Yeah.
And you're not, as a community, you're not able to talk about it. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, so that starts. So next week is, tomorrow night is the final episode of WandaVision. And then, we got an interaction. See, I run up movies and people are talking now.
There you go.
So after WandaVision, then there's another like making of WandaVision, and then after that is Falcon Winter Soldier. So that looks good. Yeah, Shane, I agree with you. Slow start, but I even then though, it was just you always like, even the first episode when what's her name was just like yelling stop it, it was just so tense right there. It was awesome, and so I was always giving that. I always thought it was just, and you knew it was Marvel. You knew it was going to get better. You can't just go off the first two episodes. All right. Story about Superman and Lois. The first time it was on, it was right after Family Guy. For some reason, my brain thought it was gonna show about Superman and Lois Griffin. What do you think that show would be like? Okay, so Ride Dog was talking about
Ryland.
He was talking about how
did he tune in late or what?
Yeah, well, he was talking about how he's watching Superman and Lois, and the first time he saw it was right after Family Guy. So he, for some reason, his brain thought it was a show about Lois Griffin.
He's probably watching Pornhub. Those are always the fucking ads that pop up, or like the Lois Griffin getting banged or something. Sorry, I had to bring it there.
So Shane goes, I'm pretty stoked for the future of MCU, but DC. Are you not stoked for the Snyder Cut? I'm kind of excited about Snyder Cut. And I'm also like Superman and Lois is really good.
It's going to be...
I watched the first episode of this new season of The Flash yesterday.
Lois and Clark.
Yeah, Lois and Clark. I watched the first episode of The Flash season 7, and the show drives me crazy. I just can't... It's like they sit around and talk about their feelings all the time. It's like, why are they talking about their feelings all the time?
Not my forte.
Like, they're talking about their feelings in bars, and talking about their feelings in hallways, and talking about their feelings Stop talking about their feelings!
The worst kind of TV show. So, like, I don't know. I know there's a lot of people out there that like this stuff. It's just not my style. Like, Grey's Anatomy and
talk about their feelings everywhere.
That's just all it is. It's like drama nonstop.
It's like,
how do you guys like this?
The only reason I couldn't do it is because you said one day 3 years ago that I was a loser.
But, I say, like, how can you guys like this? But I watch, like, American Dad and shit like that.
Yeah, so, that's all comedy. That's all dumb stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I get that probably doesn't make sense. Yeah. Because I'm almost through King of the Hill. I love King of the Hill so much. That's
I
such
guarantee
a great
you, after we
show.
Do this, we'll go home and watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, I'll watch a couple episodes before I go to bed tonight. It's funny, because, like, it hits home on so many things, because I grew up in, like, small town Nebraska. He'll make, like, these stupid jokes that maybe some people be like, what? And I was like, oh, man, that hits home.
All right, so who's that?
Who?
I suppose there.
I thought about that guy for a while. Yeah, Kyle, he's another guy film. I haven't talked to Kyle in forever, actually.
So is Kyle like a superhero kind of thing, or are you going to talk beer and bourbon?
I think Kyle, he's like a directional film. Could be wrong.
Rye Dog likes Bob's Burgers.
Okay, so I haven't actually watched Bob's Burgers, but I like the guy who made Bob's Burger. That guy's hilarious. I'll have to get in that one. Is that one on Netflix, Rylan?
Yeah, it's on OnlyFans page.
You haven't heard of Bob's Burger?
Yeah.
Am I way off on that, Shane? I know Kyle is doing something in corrections or maybe probation. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe he's just in jail.
maybe he's in jail. I don't want to say it. Yeah. No, Kyle's a good dude. I remember Hulu. So, Bob's Burgers on Hulu.
So is that Kyle's a part good of dude. That evil Disney dude. Corporation?
That's what I'm watching. King of the Hill. Oh, so I'm finishing up too. Vikings. You ever watch Vikings?
That's on.
It's on the History Channel. Originally.
History Channel, yes.
So
yes.
I watched up till season 6 on Hulu.
It's on.
Then,
it's on Netflix though now, isn't it? Or
no,
is it
no,
on
no, no, no.
Amazon?
So there's seven seasons. No, there's six seasons, and season 6 is the finale, and it's split into two parts. 6.5 were on Hulu, and I got up to 6.5, and I thought that's where it ended, but it had like I'm not gonna give any spoilers. When you get to 6.5, something happens in it. And you're like, this is how this fucking ends? Vikings is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I come to realize that, there's a second half to season 6, which is on Amazon.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes, I'm finishing that. Now,
that get delayed because of the coof, or is it?
Maybe, I don't know. I didn't look into it, but it's like, oh, thank God, because it continues from where you thought it would end. We got 5 minutes left on this, right? 40, 50, 60, yep, 60.
BRB boys. Oh, I was thinking of shows. We're talking about shows. And I was like, what the hell show is that? Speaking of Be Right Back, boys, you guys watch The Boys on Amazon? Have you watched it?
I haven't, no.
That's an interesting show, too.
I've heard about it.
Well,
I actually haven't been on Amazon, you said?
Oh, it's on Amazon, yeah.
I actually haven't been on Netflix, like, barely at all.
The last time I was on Netflix because Cobra Kai came out.
Oh, there's a new series on Netflix called Samurais.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
It's one of those ones where it's like history, but it also has like documentary. History. It's like a TV show plus a documentary. Those are like favorite ones. There's ones called Barbarians Risings. Jesus, I'm losing my voice.
Too much beer.
It's in the cold. My jaw doesn't work. Barbarians Rising. It's really good. And then Rome Rising or something like that. That's another one.
All
like
the same, like, producing?
I think so. But they're really cool because it's, like, an actual TV show, but they also throw, like, actual history in it. So, like, there'll be a TV show going on, and then they'll cut scene to, like, some historian talking about what's going on. And, like,
I just want to check it out. I heard those
are, like, my favorite TV shows of all time. Because, like, it's, like, an actual TV show, so you're enjoying it, but you actually get the history part of it, too, like, with what's actually going on. So there's a Rome one, there's a Barbarians one, which also I think has a lot to do with Rome and how they were like conquering Gaul and all those places. And then the Samurai one, which I haven't started yet. The first episode's on the Battle of Japan.
Samurai, you ever watched Samurai Jack?
No. I know what it is. I think I've seen episodes here and there.
Oh man, so Samurai Jack is a cartoon back in...
Is it that old?
Maybe 2000s. Oh. By Tarkovsky. Jenny Tarkovsky? I don't know. Some Russian guy.
Tarkovsky?
But he his animation style is amazing. But he just did a new show called Primal on... It's all, there's like no speaking at all. It's all art and music. And so it's basically...
Adult Swim, you said?
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's an Adult Swim, and then you can find it on...
Isn't Cartoon Network on Adult Swim? They're allowing Adult Swim to continue? Cartoon Network's the one that's like...
Well, I know. Well,
I don't want to go back to politics again.
Well, I started watching it on HBO Max, which I'm assuming owns. So Warner Brothers probably owns it. But they only had up to a certain episode, and I had to watch the last three episodes on Swim. So, but
I love Adult Swim, man.
It's a pretty cool show. It's basically a caveman and a dinosaur.
I love these fucking ridiculous shows. Sounds ridiculous. I love it.
Oh, it's really, it's all about art and music, and it's okay. Pretty good, but it's very gory.
Gory?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's cartoon, so.
Have you seen the one on Adult Swim that's about, like, some guys who play metal music all the time and, like, fight crime or something, or whatever
ridiculous,
it is?
Ridiculous, yeah. What are they called?
I can't remember what it's called. There's another TV show on Adult Swim. It is probably my favorite TV show of all time on Adult Swim. And I'm actually not joking about this. It's actually a really good TV show. If you like ridiculous, stupid hillbilly. called Squidbillies.
Yeah.
Have I talked about that? Have you seen it?
Well, the episode, I was always just watching this YouTube show about all the times Rush was mentioned in pop culture.
I think Rush is in one of the Squidbillies.
Well, yeah, they had Neil Peart. He's like, healing power drums. He comes out. And he's like, he's like healing the guy that got killed. And he's like,
Squidbillies is fucking hilarious. The premise is it's a bunch of squids who are hillbillies.
The end. Have fun watching that.
Yeah, dude.
Adult Swim.
Let's see. It's on HBO. HBO Now or HBO Max. Go, whatever. HBO. Max, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where Cartoon. So what's going on with Cartoon Network? They're canceling.
I swear I heard Cartoon Network was starting to buy in a lot of, like they're putting those disclaimers on the Muppets, and they're putting
That's Disney Plus.
That's Disney Plus, but I think Cartoon Network is pretty much following suit with all this.
Fry Dog says Robot Chicken.
I
haven't watched Robot Chicken in probably, 5 years. I mean, I used to watch that religiously at like 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, and just kind of put it on to go to bed. Yeah. And then I don't know, I just kind of stopped. I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, I just stopped watching it. And it was, yeah, Robot Chicken was always good.
Alright, we're off. We're off the heat.
Uh-oh. So now what? What are we gonna do?
We get the snake out. Gotta
the
cool
snake.
It.
The snake. Alright.
Alright, so this is the last part to... You have to actually cool the... So what we have now is wort. You have to cool the wort. You gotta bring it down to 70 degrees, so we have a thermometer right here.
This is a snake.
This is a snake.
So the whole purpose of this is that you push cold water through this, it goes through, and it cools it down so you don't have to wait as long. That's really what it is. You don't need this.
So what you can do is you can just take the tub thing that we have, or the pot, and put it into a deal of cold water. Or
ice.
Ice, like an ice deal to cool it down. But this works good too.
And we sanitized this all, so it's not just hook it up to a hose.
So literally, it just pumps water through the deal, so the water's not actually touching the wort; it's just cooling the sink.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about bacteria in the water or sanitizing the water going through. Comes. Sure, that's not squirting everywhere. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Oh, man.
Bitch.
Come on. Why are you being a bitch? What are you doing? Moving stuff. Oh, my God. I can't feel my fingers. I think this is probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in Robert trying to fuck with his water.
All right, so I'm going to put the lid on just so nothing flies into this.
All these bugs that we have.
And that will slowly cool it down. Once it is cooled down to 70 degrees with our thermometer, we're going to place
it. This is not the beer. This is my anal thermometer.
Yeah. We're going to place it in this thing, seal this off, take a ABV reading before we put it away. So we have this deal and...
It's sanitizing.
Yes, our ABV, what tells you the alcohol content. You put a little bit of beer or wort in here, put this in here. This gives you an initial reading. And then after 2 weeks, you do it again. And then there's an equation on here that you can look some stuff up. It'll tell you what your actual alcohol content is. So you can actually let it sit in here longer if you want the alcohol content to be higher. The longer it ferments.
So the equation is the first reading minus the second reading times 131.25, and it gives you a percentage.
Yeah, so we'll get initial. So you have to get the initial rating. That's important. Otherwise, after 2 weeks, do it again. If it's not high enough for you, let it sit a little bit longer.
Yeah. Sit around for a while.
Once you reach that what you want, then we're gonna bottle it.
Then we wait another 2 weeks.
Wait another 2 weeks for it to carbonate, because it'll carbonate itself in the bottle, and bam, yeah, beer.
And then bam, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what's funny is that I'm wondering back in the day when they were making beer in the good old Game of Thrones era. Obviously, like, did they sit there and go, all right, we're going to multiply this by this much?
They just got that just fermented forever. And
it's like,
until we got drunk.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
I don't think they need to watch any of this, do they?
I don't know.
Let's wrap this up.
You Yeah, I guess so. I guess we're wrapping up. You know why? Robert's cold.
I'm fucking freezing.
Yeah.
You got the rest of it, though. We've got the beer. Like, it is done. You just need to cool it down to a certain temperature and just transfer it into the steel or into the jug you're going to store it in for 2 weeks. And actually, that's it.
Yeah.
So,
we're gonna end this so we can actually clean up while this is cooling down. So, thanks for joining us. Yeah, Shane and Rydog and who else? Peter. Who else came up? I'm not sure. I can't tell if anybody else came on. But we thoroughly enjoyed talking to you about all this stuff. Freezing. all the YouTube and Facebook things.
Yeah,
share, comment, all that junk.
Subscribe to YouTube. That one helps us.
Merch store.
We have a merch store, everynothingpodcast.com. Check out the merch store. We obviously don't monetize any of this stuff, so the only way we can monetize the podcast is through merchandise.
Well,
yeah.
We're super famous.
Yeah. Well, nice gear. You can support that. You can support us that way.
We even have masks. Yeah. I want you to buy one and go down to Texas and wear it.
Go. We have a whole catalog. Well, we're in like episode like 38 or something like that.
This is 42.
42. Oh, geez, we're in the 40s.
42. This is actually the equation for the life from how's that movie called? The book. Oh, Hitchcock's Guide to the Galaxy. That was the answer to all things to everything. 42. Was 42.
We are the answer. we are using.
Actually, this episode is the answer to everything.
Subscribe on YouTube. Go to the merch store. Support us. We're using Patriot Homebrew Supply. If you live around the Omaha area, Elkhorn, a good place to pick up all your shit that you need.
Yeah, and then if you ever want to get kits, we went through the Northern Brewer Company, and all the links are down. All the links of these things are down below. Next week, which would have been this week.
Oh yeah. We were supposed to have them on this week. So, but Joe's got some sick kids, so Joe's gone out tonight. We have a physics teacher, Tim. Then we have a land surveyor, Trevor. Some really cool guys from the gym. We have awesome conversations with those guys, especially they both have their own, like, Tim will like teach us some like weird physics stuff. It's actually super interesting.
We're gonna be educated at the end of this. But that's next Thursday.
Yeah. So next Thursday we'll have some guests on and we'll be in the studio.
We're gonna get together and figure out how we can get Shane and him.
Shane.
Yeah, that sounds fun. We're talking about brews and brewskis.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're freezing. Have a good night, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.